There are no legal requirements regarding returning to driving following a concussion or mild head injury, as the expectation is that the majority of people will return to all previous activities with little or no changes in performance within a week or a few weeks. If you have presented to an emergency department or your GP, they may recommend a limited time of not driving based on the symptoms you present with.
These symptoms may include reduced concentration, reduced rate of thinking and responding, headaches and fatigue, dizziness, overstimulation from a fast-moving environment, poor visual tracking, intolerance to noise and light.
Some people post-concussion report a loss of confidence and capacity to manage driving safely at night in busy or fast environments, when under time pressures, when reversing, and when fatigued.
It is important to maintain safe driving practices such as choosing not to drive at night, practice skills in quieter environments initially,
starting with short local trips, initially returning to driving with someone else in the car, reduce any additional demands or distractions when driving, such as passengers not talking and the music or radio is off. No time pressures.
Plan ahead, such as consider the time it will take you to get to your appointment and add on more time than necessary. Visualize the route in your head or on your phone prior to the trip.
If you do present with persisting symptoms, your doctor may recommend you to have an on-road occupational therapy driving assessment prior to commencing driving.